Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis Redding bringing this back. 12:07 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Ed Abel. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed, what's your website, please?
My website's Abel, A-B-E-L, businessinstitute.com.
So check it out, folks. Ed, in the previous segment, we were talking about it. We wound up with a story that you gave us about somebody who didn't have the business yet, but when the person was told to come in and do a final clarifying meeting, she let you know that meeting, that which was really still a development meeting, a proposal meeting,
yeah,
that was going to be billable, which is preposterous to me. And obviously, in my opinion, she won't last long in the 21st century, anybody who behaves like that. But what, there are people out there, Rick, who don't understand that a business relationship today, you've got to learn how to monetize those relationships differently. And she didn't get that. And so let's talk about that. I mean, I've done this many, many times. Whenever I have a customer, whenever I have a prospect, I should say, I try to find out what would be the thing that I would have to do to make them do business with me, which includes paying me money. What would that be? Okay, this guy over here, just straightforward. Here's my stuff. You pay me money. Thank you very much. This other person, I might have to do some other things for them. But mostly what I'm going to have to do is play along with them, follow their lead, like you tried to give a lead to that person you told us about in the last segment. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's really a very valuable point. And that's, not every situation is the same. And as you said, I've got to look at what will it take for that person to do business with me. And I often say, you know, there's a investment in getting the business. And in many of our cases, it's time, and sometimes it's time and money. But the thing you have to often look at is back into it and take a look at how much would I pay for that lead, for that opportunity?
Right.
You know, if I came to you and I said, Jim, I'm going to give you a $100,000 opportunity, you know, you've got all the criteria. They're just going to have to like you. Mm-hmm. You want that? And how much would you give me for it? I bet you most people on this call, on your show, would think that they would probably pay between $5,000 and $10,000 for that opportunity.
Probably.
But we're not willing to put that into it, that $5,000 or $10,000.
That's the point. Exactly. And that's the point, folks, about the different ways to monetize a relationship,
yes,
the different ways to think about this. Okay, if Ed said, if I could give you this deal for $5,000, you'd write me a check, but maybe it cost you $5,000 another way, maybe in your time. You know, Rick, I mean, Ed, when I was a full-time consultant back in the 90s, any prospect that I had, when I met them and they said they'd like me to consider working with me, I told them our first hour together, our first visit together, was on me. I wanted them to get comfortable with working with me without having to think about money. And
absolutely,
let me tell you something. In those days, I needed the money. I didn't need to be given away anytime. But I still felt like it was important for me for them to say, okay, this first visit's on him, and so we can just get to know each other. It pulled the barriers down.
You exactly right. You have to get them to be comfortable with doing business with you. You know, it's just a whole different model today that we have to all embrace, which is there's competition out there, and it's going to ultimately come down
right
to how much I like you, how much I want to do be in a relationship with you, because by the time you get in that door, they've proven
right
that you've got the qualifications.
Yep.
You know, we're no longer challenged by that. Yeah, I need a consultant. They've done this and this, and so has this person. Gee, who do I
want
to do
business
with?
You know, Rick, you can't give away – you don't need to be giving away products necessarily. But, you know, well, if you're in the wholesale business, you could say, tell you what, if you'll sign this annual agreement, the first month's delivery, I won't charge you for it because we'll be getting used to serving you. We'll probably make a couple of mistakes. I won't charge you for that part of the business. There are a lot of different ways to do this, aren't there?
There are so many. But, you see, that's what you're saying and sharing with your audience is you've got to get creative. You can't do business the way you think business was done in the 20th century. It's not
where we're going, folks,
way.
Is a lot different from where we've been. Ed, I need your website one more time.
Abel, businessinstitute.com.
Thanks for being here, Ed. Good job today. Come back to us soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blysengame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.